My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. Very pleased to be joined tonight by Haji Bon Jovi, celebrating his solo album. He'll be joined by some of his compadres from the Infinite Mercies for this performance. But without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Haji Bon Jovi.
All right, here's a little number called Laredo with my buddy Jimmy Carr. Sounds like this. If you're ever out walking the streets of Laredo, I spy a fine cowboy who boldly walks by. Says I'm from Texas. Yes, I'm from Texas. But I might be from Texas, but strangers can lie. So you head to the bar, see, and you get him a whiskey. The streets of Laredo are terrible dry. And drum up some small talk as you make for the jukebox. Pull him up closer without saying why. Then put on some Willie and look in his eye. 'Cause a real Texas cowboy can't listen to Willie without getting misty if he don't flat out cry. Willie will be all. Of Laredo and spy a fine cowboy who boldly walks by. And he says, I'm from Texas. Hell yes, I'm from Texas. Well, it might be from Texas, but strangers can lie. So you make for the bar, see, and you get him a whiskey. Streets of Laredo are terrible dry. And drum up some small talk as you make for the jukebox and pull him up closer without saying why. Then put on some Willie and look in his eye. 'Cause a real Texas cowboy can't listen to Willie or Merle for that matter, like Poncho and Lefty, without getting misty if he don't flat out cry. Let's do Every Bloom and Flower, Jimmy.
You betcha, Raj.
You're my ever blooming flower who blossoms fair and true. You brighten up a troubled hour and never lose your hue. Take a little tune. Now purple grow the thistles fair against the August night. chills the air. September leaves them white. One more time, Jimmy. Yellow grow the sunflowers tall before the summer sky. All too soon they change their tune and linger brown and dry. Show them how to linger, Jimmy. Heaven knows a red, red rose will sweeten the bouquet. Black and brittle, soon it grows, the rose of yesterday. One more time, Jim. My ever-blooming flower, who's up my day? You brighten up a troubled hour and never lose your hue. You brighten up a troubled hour and never lose your hue.
This is Locals Only. My name's Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Haji Banjovi. Thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Yeah, buddy. Good to be here.
Yeah. So why don't we start off with introductions? We've got a lot of friends in the room, so go around and let us know what everyone's doing and who they are.
Okay. We got Chris Byrne here on guitar. He'll be coming up a little bit later. He's in Infinite Mercy and a dear friend. Mm-hmm. Brad Jacobson, Lap Steel. Mr. Matt Cotton on the saw, and of course, Jimmy Carr on the sippy cup and the squeeze box over there.
Very nice. So, you mentioned the Infinite Mercies. This is a little bit of a different version of that, though, because we're celebrating your solo stuff here. So, why don't we first give some background to, you know, how long you've been playing with some of these guys in other contexts, and then we'll move into talking about the new solo stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, so Chris and I were in the Infinite Mercies and we play around, but I thought that I should pull a solo album together and started that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, 8 months ago, maybe. I'm doing that over at Gabe Sullivan's place.
Cool.
And most of the major tracking's done on that, and I'm just trying to get that pulled together. But yeah, Jimmy played a little accordion on it, and Matt played the saw on it, and Brad's not on the album, but there's still possibly still time there. And of course, Chris put a lot of guitar on it, like he did on the Infinite Mercies album, Texas State Bird, there too.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was the prompt for deciding that you wanted to explore a solo release?
Oh, that's a good question there. Just, you know, out on the ranch, I did a lot of soul searching, and that's a euphemism for no, just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I just had some more songs that were less bandy, you know. But then,
sure, then
as it turned out, there are several songs on the album, four or five, that are full band songs. So
yeah.
I just wanted to get another project rolling, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did these songs come out of a kind of condensed creative period where you were writing all these songs at a similar time, or have they been kind of percolating and collecting over
maybe percolating
period?
You know, I live out in Oracle. I live on Triangle L Ranch out there, so
okay.
Very western.
Sure.
There's goats and oak trees and this and that, and
yeah,
so it's pretty good. It's pretty rife for, you know, country songwriting, and I don't push it, you know, but sometimes they just really come along, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that there's something about being out in that environment that impacts the way that you write?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I could live back in town, actually.
Yeah?
It's really, yeah, that's really that's the life for me.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I just, like I said, the oak trees and the goats and the good folks out there in Oracle, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's, I mean, I come to town, it's very loud, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why you'll notice we're a pretty quiet band.
Right.
See, these guys haven't said anything.
We're playing to an Oracle volume tonight. So you had some of these songs bouncing around, decided that, at least at the outset of the project, that it seemed like it was conducive to solo material. What led you to decide you wanted to record with Gabe?
Well, these guys, you know, Chris and Doug Smith in West Texas Intermediate are doing a project over there. Is that done? Or?
Just about done.
And Doug said Gabe was great to work with, and he really is. A super nice guy. And I'm going to try to get him to play a little Hammond organ, actually, on one of the tracks on the album. But
excellent.
Yeah, he's a real nice and fun guy to work with.
Did he have a hands-on role during the recording process and wearing kind of a producer hat as well?
You know, sure. I let him do whatever he wants and bounce it off me. I mean, we're still, you know, the truth is we're still... We got the tracking done. We haven't done a ton of the mixing, and there's still a little bit of tracking to do. But he's got a real good ear, you know.
Yeah. And did you have a sense when you were heading into the studio, and obviously I know that it's still to some extent a work in progress, but did you have a sense for what sound you wanted to capture, or did you just know, you know, these are the songs I want to try to lay down, and the rest will
The latter. Out. I had these songs coming on, and we'll just see what the, you know, because it's actually quite varied. You know, we've got like full on, like we've actually got five band songs and seven songs that even go to quite intimate and quiet. You know,
sure.
So there's a lot of stuff on the album. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's even one song that kind of sounds like a Bob Seger song. Somehow. I don't know. That's just how it is. That's just how they come out.
Well, there's yeah. always room for one,
nothing
right?
Nothing wrong with Bob Seger.
Yeah, right? Nothing wrong with that.
God bless him.
Yeah. So that's that's coming down the pipeline at some point. Do you have a target date that you're hoping to aim for, at least aspirationally?
Well, I'm hoping in a few months. I'm okay. Actually not. We're not going to do any shows, and I'm not going to pull any shows together with the Infinite Mercies until that.
Cool.
Until Laredo's out, and then hopefully we'll do that at maybe do a little Hotel Congress opening for that album. Do you hear that, Sluts? Sluts, you out there? Sluts, Sluts, you out there?
So, if people want to keep track of upcoming shows of the album, is there any place online where they can find updates?
Well, you can go to me on Facebook, Haji Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That would be the way to do that, I guess. And I would let people know, put it out there.
Excellent.
When we have the opening.
Sounds good.
Yeah, buddy.
We're going to jump into our next set of music here, and we're going to hear some Saw, as I understand it.
Yeah, this is my longtime buddy Matt Cotton on the old Saw here. And this is a little song off of Laredo, and it's called Thinking of You. Sounds a little bit like this.
Girl, thinking of
down in the tall grass, thinking of you. Seen through the amaranth on Halloween. No one knows what the bluebirds say in the juniper boughs on Christmas Day. Say the deal was nice, twice the price for half the pain. For she had lips like stranded ships and hair like blackjack county chain. 12-inch scene through the amaranth on Halloween. No one knows what the bluebirds say in the juniper boughs on New Year's Day.
This is Locals Only, and we're live in Studio 2A with Haji Bon Jovi and a merry band of revelers joining him as well.
Absolutely.
Make
some merriment. Yeah. Make some merriment, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See that?
So we've started things off with, obviously, played a couple songs with Jimmy on the accordion there, and then we heard a couple songs there with Matt on the saw. I know... you know, in our next set, we're going to get into more of a kind of "quote unquote" full band arrangement here. But before we head into that, you know, one thing I was hoping you could share with us is just how long have you been making music in Southern Arizona now?
Oh, here in Southern Arizona, as opposed to Northern Arizona.
Well, I don't like to say Tucson because obviously you're out in Oracle, and I don't want to be
okay. So I was up in Seattle for many years, but came back here 15 years ago.
Okay,
and I was with the bluegrass outfit up there, the Floyd Mountain Boys, for 20 years. Played a lot of bluegrass with those guys. And I wanted to say hey to them because I know some of them are listening. Mm-hmm. Some of the guys in Seattle and Grant Johnson out there in Nashville. And incidentally, I wanted to say hey to my ranch mates over there at the Triangle L. And I wanted to say. Give a shout out to the beautiful people over there at Rabbit Ranch as well. And I wanted to say thanks to Owen for feeding the goats for me because I forgot.
And thanks to the goats.
And thanks to the goats, right, for their inspiration. But it's interesting. One of the first things I saw when I moved back to Tucson 15 years ago was Jimmy Carr and the Crawdaddio and down in an alley, in a grungy alley downtown. And... glad to have made his acquaintance and played some music with him over the years, but that was really something else. So 15 years I've been back here in the Tucson area.
And over the course of that 15 years, where has your musical energy been? What are some of the projects that you played with over the years here?
Well, actually I play some kirtan with Bradford and Gabriel Petrangelo and Will Duncan and Kamala and we play, so that's kirtan music, you know. I play the banjo and I bow the banjo and stuff and do a lot of, that's really interesting and fun stuff. And we play at Tucson Yoga there four times a year, and sometimes we play at Steve I's place over there.
Oh yeah.
But it's, you know, mostly focusing on country.
Sure.
Chris actually just at one point said, you know, you really should pull the country band together and I'll be your guy. And and we've been playing a lot of country music for the last little while, certainly.
Have you been listening to country music for your whole life?
Absolutely. Yeah, my dad was a big Merle Haggard and Hank Snow and Hank Williams guy. So, yeah, absolutely. It's some of the first noises I heard as a human being on this planet. Yeah.
And, you know, as someone who grew up with that as a part of your childhood, as a part of your musical DNA, what's the approach that you've taken, you know, when you're writing country music? What are you trying to draw on? What are you trying to capture that you think makes it, you know, distinctly country?
What was the question? No, just kidding. Well, you know, it's like, and you know, there's a reality there, you know, and I don't want to get into the debate about what's happened to country or where it's gone, you know what I mean? But we like to call our country, our music, neoclassical, and I just like to try to emulate Hank Williams and, you know, Johnny Cash and the guys who are my heroes, you know, Willie Nelson. My God, who doesn't love Willie Nelson, you know? So,
and do you find, particularly, you know, living out in in the West and living in Oracle in particular? Is there something about being in these open spaces that helps to let that music flow out of
you? The sky, yeah, it's the sky. And it's the bear grass is very helpful. If you can get out in some bear grass, that's good for writing some country music.
There you go.
And a lot, you know, a lot of soul searching. A lot of soul searching out there in the bear grass. Yeah, buddy.
And I know that for the next little while, we're going to put our energy on recording here. You're focusing on finishing up this solo release before you bring the Infinite Mercies out again. But do you have plans to keep that project going?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's a lifetime plan. Yeah, we made the oath, right? With the
There you go. So we're going to head into our next set here. You're listening to Haji Bon Jovi here on Locals Only. We're going to head into our next set.
Okay, so we got Brad Jacobson and my man Chris Byrne here. And we're going to start off with the title track from the Infinite Mercies first album, Texas State Bird. And this one's called Texas State Bird. And that sounds a little bit like this. Now back in St. Louis, the first time was rough. But Lord, all she knew was enough is enough. Kick in my suitcase and throw in my shoe. Wake on the neighbors and spread in the news. Texas State Bird, Texas State Bird. Virginia was precious, but haven't you heard? This time's took nothing. Said a new word. She just skipped out the window with the Texas State Bird. Flipped out the window with the Texas State Bird. Thank you.
tour was a mess, Lord, and the bus was a sight. Ran out of patience, Lord, ran out of gas. Shook up and shell-shocked in shatterproof glass. Texas State Bird, Texas State Bird. Virginia was precious, but haven't you heard? This time she took nothing or said a word. She just skipped out the window with the Texas State Bird. Slipped out the window with the Texas State Bird.
Okay, let's shift gears, boys, and little I'm seeing stars. Sounds like this. I'm seeing stars. Lord, how it shook me. The sky's growing deep. Venus, I'm on. Lord, it's 12 noon. And the stars overtook me. She's seeing him. And I'm seeing stars. Hey, maybe I might build myself a time machine, fix it up and head on back in time. 'Cause baby, when I'm finished with that fine machine, I'll head on back and Lord, I'll toe the line. Chris Burnham.
Dyspareunique.
This is That Seeing Stars is another song off Texas State Bird, and this is Disappearing Ink, which is off the Laredo. I found your old love letters, girl, with all your pretty lines, and really read each pretty word which cut me down to size. Oh, Lord, each line I took is mine before the bait could sign. Might as well have written them and disappear in
My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only, and live in Studio 2A here with Haji Bon Jovi, and we've been listening to a mix of tracks from the forthcoming solo release, Laredo, and then also a couple tracks from the Infinite Mercies album, Texas State Bird, as well. You know, one thing I've been thinking about while listening to your songs here is I'm curious, as a songwriter, are you the kind of writer that, you know, whenever you're writing a song, you've got a guitar in your hand, you're working, you know, the chords out as you're coming up with the song, or you'll be off on a walk and the roots of the song, possibly in traffic. The song starts to come to you, and then you're rushing back to the guitar to try to write it. How does the inspiration strike you?
What happens with me is I get a hook or just one line, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Just one line. And I know it's going to be a song at some point, but I don't rush it.
Uh-huh.
But it's there, you know?
Yeah.
And then I just never, ever try to rush it. And I can go months without writing a song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll write three songs in a week, you know what
sure.
I mean? But then I just starts creeping in, and it's never really, I never really do it with a pen and a paper, you know? It's mm-hmm. just, I do it. I'm a little OCD, so it's really easy for me to, it's really easy for me to have that mental notepad going, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how I do it, yeah.
Have you found that it was any easier to write songs when you knew that it was, the end result was going to be a solo album, or has it been, you know, more difficult?
No difference, really. I was just like, wait a minute, look, I've got these six songs. Oh, how about a solo album? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, there are four or five band songs, but most of them, like you heard me do those songs with Matt Cotton, who's a brilliant.
Yeah.
Saw player, you know, they're super intimate, you know, so
sure.
they're not real. It's not really like the four piece, you know, twangy
right.
guitar kind of stuff. So.
Right. Did you have a sense for those songs that you did with the Saw with Matt earlier tonight? those songs that you wanted to have Saw on at an early stage?
No, I just knew I wanted to get him in there. And I got my buddy Tom Pope, who maybe is listening. He lives out in Marin County. He's an incredible theremin player. So we're going to possibly fly him out for a little theremin on it too. You know, I'm just trying, you know, having fun with it. And Gabe's a lot of fun. He's really... he really lets me, you know, do whatever I want to do in there. And I think it's going to be quite a varied sounding album, you know, from like a Bob Seger-y sounding song all the way to, you know, something with some theremin on it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right? Yeah, why not?
Right? Jimmy? Right, Jimmy? Jimmy? You with us? Right.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the theremin, because I was actually thinking about it while Matt was playing the saw of how funny it is that probably the most high-tech sort of sci-fi instrument and the most low-tech instrument
absolutely
are the only two that kind of exist in the same sonic space. But there's such a wonderful, eerie, otherworldly quality to playing the saw. And Matt, you did a lovely job on those tracks.
Absolutely.
Before we wrap things up with our last couple of songs here, I want to remind folks that the forthcoming solo release, they should keep tuned for that probably sometime over the summer, I would think.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to get right back to it.
Excellent.
And try to pull that together with Gabe over there. Yeah.
Perfect. And if people want to hear the Infinite Mercy songs, is there anywhere to buy the CD or to hear those tracks?
If they want to get a hold of Texas State Bird, yeah, that's a good idea. I got to get on that. We got a lovely, beautiful album. Actually, Matt Cotton did the beautiful artwork for it as well. Uh-huh. So yeah, that'll be available, you know, through all the outlets, you know, shortly, soon. Excellent. How's that sound?
That works.
Does that sound right? No, yeah, you know, through all the outlets, Walmart, yeah. Get it over Walmart over
Circle
there.
Circle K, yeah. You know,
absolutely, Circle K.
Everywhere where CDs are sold.
Get you a box of Marlboros. Piece, you can get a box of Marlboros and then get a free.
I think you have to buy 3 packs of Marlboros before you can trade them in for the...
Keep your coupons. Yeah. Keep your coupons. Right. Yeah. You can chase me down. I got a bunch in my trunk.
There you go. in any event, I want to thank all you guys for coming down tonight. It's really been lovely listening to you play. Thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week here on Locals Only. I'll have the Jim Howell Band as our live guests next week from 9 to 10. And, Jimmy, while you're here, you got a live mic. You got a show, right?
We'll be down at the Rialto on Thursday.
Oh, all right.
Open up for Red Barat. They're a fun band.
Excellent. All right, yeah, so Thursday at the Rialto for Jimmy Carr. In any event, we got a couple more songs here. Haji, take us away.
Okay, buddy. This is another song off Laredo there, and it's called Beginning of the End. I want to send this one out to my crew at Triangle L Ranch.
Well, it feels like the beginning of the end. Lord, that ain't no way to treat a friend. I'm not saying it's goodbye, our broken hearts won't mend. It just feels like the beginning of the end.
There you go now.
Say the same. It just feels like the beginning of the
Take a little there, Brad.
Like the beginning of the end. Lord, that ain't no way to treat a friend. I'm not saying it's goodbye, our broken hearts won't mend. It just feels like the beginning of It just feels like the beginning of the end.
Okay, let's do, we got one more. And this is off Laredo, and it's a song called Suspicion, and my buddy Rick Vellante plays a real nice mandolin on it on the album there. And it sounds like something like this.
I got my suspicion that you've been untrue. I got my suspicion you're thinking that too. I can't move it forward, we can't move it back. We're locked and deadlocked, and the wheel's off the track. Lord, I am the wheel's off the track. Something's not right. You toss and you turn in the still of the night. I listen for names you might say in your sleep. Suspicion's a pool where still waters run deep. Lord, those still waters run deep. Real pretty now, Brad. Thank you.
on suspicion, you creep and you sneak. You don't slip a wink for the truth that you see. Suspicion, suspicion, your trouble is true. God help the poor soul, suspicious of you. The soul unsuspicious of you. Job, boys.
Haji Bon Jovi live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. We're going to wrap things up here for the week. I want to thank everybody for coming down again tonight for a lovely performance.
Absolutely, man.
Once again, not only are these out, some of these songs going to be out on a forthcoming solo album, but you can also find some of these tracks on the album Texas State Bird by the Infinite Mercies. Have a wonderful week, everybody.